Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Testimonial Tuesday with Peg and Garth. I'm Peg Casey. I'm a group leader in Florida. Garth Urbino is a team manager, and he's one of the top sellers in the company. He's earned over 100,000 points and one of our newest team managers, and so I'm really privileged to be on the call with him. So first we're going to start with, I'm going to tell my personal testimonial, then Garth is going to give his testimonial, and then we're going to have everyone press one, and even if you want to press one now to get on the call, because we'd love to hear from you. So my testimonial is, about 5 years ago, I was introduced to Beamer, and I was just really more curious than anything. I thought I was in good health for a senior citizen, and at the time, my husband had a really bum knee, and we tried it once along with all of my brothers and sister-in-laws, and I just thought, this is a good idea. I watched a 35-minute science video, and I bought the Beamer. And it really is probably the best health decision I've ever made for myself. And recently, because I've been in the sun for a million years, starting as a kid swimming and then diving and tennis, so I've been in the sun for literally 70 years. Anyway, so I had some little surgery on my nose and some more surgery on my leg to remove some things like, barnacles on the boat. And they just healed up so quickly. I was talking to the dermatologist, and I was asking her, if I could, I told her about the Beamer and what it does, and would it be a good idea to put this to help heal the wounds? And because she had said, wow, your nose really healed so quickly in a week. And I said, now, how about the leg? How long will that take? She goes, well, if you were a teenager, it would take 2 weeks. And she goes, you're not a teenager. Oh, No kidding. So anyway, I've been putting the Beamer on it, of course, and it's only been a week. It's looking really good. So I'm really kind of excited to go back and show her how quickly the body heals itself with our wonderful Beamer signal. So Garth, is it cold up there in New York? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us your Beamer testimonial?
Well, good afternoon, Peg. And it's not if you're by the fireplace like I am today, and outside is another story, but that's just what we do within winter times, and it was great to hear your story. So I'm in a totally different position of finding out about Beamer. I was oddly enough, I heard about Beamer a weekend before at a family gathering, and my aunt was using Beamer after she had a devastating illness. My uncle was raving about it, and oddly enough, I decided to meet a client at a local health food store, and I remember hearing about the Beamer, so it was still fresh in my mind. I didn't know what it did besides my family was happy about it. So I see this big Beamer teardrop sign, and out of the blue, I'm like, I'm just gonna go over and walk over, see what it's all about. And I'm walking over there, and I see, I think there's three or four women sitting on these zero gravity chairs. I'm like, ooh, I like that. But I didn't know what the heck it was, and I met the great Pat Tom, who was so awesome to, introduce herself and inform me what was going on with the Beamer. And still, I was, a little bit perplexed, you know, it was something that I was like, okay, you know, let's try it out. Had a glass of water, and the rest, you know, is history outside of the fact that I didn't really feel too much at all. And I, part of me is like, oh, what am I going to do? I got to sit in this chair for 8 minutes, and I got someone I'm supposed to be meeting, and how the heck can I get out of this chair? But, you know, 8 minutes is a very, you know, quick time to have a session. And just as I ended my session, you know, I'm looking around, I'm feeling a little, you know, a little loosey-goosey, and I take one step, and I can immediately tell I was lighter, and it was like a whole new world after that. And of course, Pat, you know, was, you know, giving me some brochures, a glass of water, you know, asking me how my experience was. And, you know, I didn't really know what the heck to say. It was just so different. I just needed to get out of there. You know, that was back in June of 18. And through the next 3 months, I peppered Pat with every single question under the sun. I waited quite some time to, you know, to fall through and, you know, go in the business, but she was so kind and sweet enough to always give me the answers. I never felt like I was being sold on anything, and I actually attended the event in Orlando that year, our last major event, and, you know, that was a life-changing experience alone, you know, Beamer's changed my life more than anything, and, you know, a very unusual set of circumstances that led me to being in that place to meet Pat, and, you know, the saying, you know, everything happens for the right reasons, you know, and time and was right for me, as I had some serious, you know, family losses that we were dealing with, and quite honestly, it was always something to me to, you know, change back the ways that we can deal with aging, and everything made sense for my perspective with Beamer and move forward. So it's just a great tool. My story can go on and on, you know, for about the horses and all that stuff, but for an essence of time, we'll save that for another story. But I'm very involved in the equine field, and, you know, shout out to our big Equine Thursday team. And, you know, without Blog Talk, I'm not here on this call, and I'm not doing as well as I am with the company. I'm just really excited to be sharing this platform with you, Peg, and looking forward to hearing some great callers today. And that's my testimonial, and it'll wrap up.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Garth. Yes. And, yeah, so another thing I don't think I mentioned this, Garth is probably one of the top sellers with our equine unit as well. So, anyway, so I'm going to read the rules, and while I'm doing that, please press 1. We want to hear every story. We want to hear the little itty-bitty stories. We want to hear the big stories. Whatever your story is, we would love to hear it. So please call in, which you've already done. Share your brief, compliant, personal testimonial on how using this amazing technology has changed your life. And the number that you called in on was 515-605-9877. If you have friends trying to get in and it's busy, have them call 323-642-1520. And if everyone would just please press 1, and we'll put you in the queue so we can listen to your testimonial. So compliant means we're not going to mention any disease names that are common in the medical field, because as we know, we're not diagnosing, treating, or curing any diseases. No mention of any drug names, and we're not going to use words like pain or cured or treatment. We have discomfort. We have the body heals itself. We have sessions. We do Beamer sessions because most of us are not medical people. We're not treating. We are just offering Beamer sessions. And don't give your own protocols or usage tips. There really are no protocols, except for we do have the Beamer basic plan when people first get started. They're on intensity 1 for a week, and then 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and they circle back 3 through 6. That's the basic plan. And just keep it simple. And if you're an athlete, tell us how it's improved your performance, your recovery, and all that good stuff. So please press 1. We have lots and lots of callers on the line. We need some brave soul to press 1 and get us started with all of this. And in the meantime, coming up next week is called Fast Track. And I know Garth knows a lot about this. And what we're doing is getting into teams of 4. And learning behaviors, the good behaviors that lead to Beamer sales. So that might be something that you might want to think about as well while you're pressing 1 to give your testimonial. So, Garth, why don't you tell us a couple of stories while we're waiting for somebody to press 1?
Well, I just want to hit on that last part that you were just leading into. Fast Track is starting next Monday. We had our first call last night, and a very ambitious group of people is going to be leading the charge with these four-man teams, or four-man and women teams, how you say. So, you know, for that part, the story time for me, I can go on and on. But I did have a, you know, significant injury last year that I had a very high ankle sprain. And I was able to tap into the Beamer's resources with that B-pad, and it significantly helped me get over what I was dealing with as a limp for a good 2 weeks. But every single day I got better, and when I went to my doctor 6 weeks after, he was just shocked of my recovery time and my ability to rebound. But, you know, I still am young, so I'll ride that I'll ride that horse, if you will, into the sunset. But, you know, I am a big believer of using this before I go to the gym and after I'm done with the gym and doing some snow blowing, I should say. You know, it's really been a very, very helpful assist for me to use this before I go out and, you know, shovel some pathways, if you will, because if a lot of people are shoveling these days, you can probably understand how heavy the snow is when you're really exerting that energy, and, you know, I don't have any issues with that, so, you know, I'm very happy to, you know, share that, you know, that story, because it is a game changer when you can raise your level of abilities up a couple notches, and we're dealing with some crazy snow right now, by the way, so it's definitely come in handy.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, here in Florida, it's like 60 degrees, and that's considered cold. So I have
I would definitely like to trade off for that cold for a minute.
Yeah, it's just, it's absolutely gorgeous and sunny. So, yes, so, you know, Garth, among other things, is an athlete. And, like for me, I'll be 70 in March, so I would consider myself formally to be an athlete. And I'll tell you, I just feel so healthy. I went through some, you know, sort of extreme circumstances last year in my personal life. My husband passed away, and I moved to Florida and just started, you know, bought a house in my son's neighborhood and just got life going here. And I thought one thing that I would really like to do, just to do something different, to get out of my comfort zone, was I signed up for the El Camino de Santiago, which is a 75-mile hike in Spain. So you fly into Madrid, and for me, just getting out of my comfort zone, you know, I think for the 37 years I was married, I don't think I ever went anywhere by myself, let alone, you know, fly to Madrid and meet some people on a mountain and hike 75 miles with them. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to bring my Beamer Go with me because I know that it's going to really, really, really help with the recovery. And so anyway, so I made this decision, then the next day I found out that I had to have these little minor surgeries, so I haven't been really able to even start doing any training yet. But hopefully after next Tuesday, I could start and really train. And having the Beamer for recovery so I can walk a lot and get out and walk a lot the next day. And my plan is to, you know, wear the backpack, add weight to the backpack. And here in Florida, it's completely flat. There are no hills. There's a bridge over a river that I will be walking. So I'm just excited to be able to even just to go do this and know that I'm going to be just fine and that I'm going to be really proud of myself for doing it. And it opens up so many experiences. Like when I take a look at people, like I have a little office in a physical therapy gym. And the people that come into my office are in, oh my gosh, they're in such, you know, they're in terrible shape, just such terrible shape. And I just feel very blessed to have this good health and to maintain it with Beamer. And I also feel blessed to be able to help people with Beamer. I mean, I have, you know, we can't give anyone else's testimonials, which is too bad. I would love to. You know, I have one lady that's come in, and she's had 4 knee replacements, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Has asthma. I have a guy that came in the other day. He lost his wife. He lost his dog. And then he got COVID twice, right? And it's hard for him to breathe. So the lovely part about what we do is, like, we really help people at their worst. And we're also a kind ear to hear about what's going on. And it's just, you know, it's a lovely, lovely, lovely profession, and I love being in it. And Garth, I know that you love your horses, so like I said, it's too bad we can't give third party testimonials.
Oh my God,
we would like to hear from you all. But
yes, I mean, we're anxiously anticipating a brave soul to press one and share some great stories. But, Peg, I want to second what you just said, you know, with the ability to transform lives and to really, you know, be that motivating factor to spread hope and optimism is what we're doing right now. And I always felt as a little kid that, you know, that we wanted to do something unique, just didn't know what it was, and now I'm living out my dreams, you know, while I'm awake, and I think that's the best thing ever. I don't think that, you know, we might sell, you know, something, but people purchase. You know, I've never had to sell something. I've never felt more empowered to change someone's life, and, you know, getting up early and doing things that put me in front of people to, you know, share this gift. It's an amazing feeling, and I just I can't get enough of it. I'm still as excited now as I was, you know, back in June, and you know, I'm glad to have such great people surrounded by me, and I wouldn't want to change anything. You know, in my journey, I'm so happy I'm here with you know, with Beamer and my great regional director Casey Conrad, and you know, all the other directors. You know, we're blessed. You know, there's just, you know, so much mm-hmm. good stuff going on in a very difficult time for many. It's great to have that canceling out factor to really encompass all that great stuff that we knew about before this COVID started.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are blessed. You know, we have our manager meeting coming up in March in New Orleans. And that's what's really exciting, too, is, you know, the company that we keep. We meet all kinds of wonderful people who have the same heart for helping other people. And it's just so great to be around them. We have our own little group that we get to hang with. And we have a caller.
So ooh,
from the
perfect timing.
207 area code ending in 8030. You're live on Blog Talk. Please tell us who you are and where you're from and your compliant testimonial.
Hi there. My name is Jeff. I'm from the Lancaster area of Pennsylvania. Is where I live now. And
hey, Jeff.
Almost, how's it going today, folks?
Great, thank you. Good to hear
good.
From you.
Good, good. A couple years ago, about this time, I was diagnosed with a compromised immune system. And the area that most, I found out most men will end up getting, having the same problem I had. And in May, I had that gland or organ, whatever, removed on a Tuesday. I left the hospital on Wednesday, was given two different kinds of discomfort pills. I'm sorry, I left the hospital on Thursday. But I was given prescription for two different kinds of discomfort pills. And when I got home, I took one on that Thursday afternoon and the next, and of course got back on my Beamer that night. And the next day, I didn't take any of those pills. I just used my Beamer. I put the pad, such as if like a sumo wrestler would do every few
yeah.
hours. And two weeks later, I was out on the golf course.
Wow.
That's my
fantastic.
Short, compliant testimonial.
Very good.
And
very good about being compliant. Yeah.
And so I've had my Beamer for 4.5 years now.
Oh,
and,
my gosh, good.
You know,
good.
Being 60-plus, you know how we all get the aches and pains and stuff that you wonder, why is that hurting today, you know? And I just go to the Beamer. I use it when, you know, I get an ache and pain, and I use that, and it seems like a day or two later that's gone, or even that day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's an amazing device to have at home.
Yeah,
I'm very happy that more than 4 years ago, I met a lady at church who was so enthusiastic about it that I had to look into it. Went to a couple George Veronis presentations,
mm-hmm.
and I dove in and got my Beamer.
I know, great, so. Jeff, and I'm so glad you did. And it is amazing, though, isn't it? I mean, the body's ability to heal itself when it has good blood flow. I mean, it is just amazing, and there's just no other device like this, which is just fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
it's wonderful owning it.
Mhm. Yep, very good. So thank you, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. So Garth, you have
and
a
one
couple
quick
of comments
question.
For Jeff?
I do. Can you talk to us about the sleep program? Is that something that you utilize as well, sir?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Go ahead and say that again.
Sorry about that. Do you utilize the sleep program?
Do I utilize the sleep program? That's another testimonial, and I wasn't sure that we could do that right now because it's not part of Beamer it's not sold as part of Beamer anymore, but is that...
It is, though.
Is
that, yeah, it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Been, has
Beamer.
That been certified
that
by the FDA?
Yep. FDA.
Okay.
Yep,
FDA, rather.
Medical device. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I was, when I first got my Beamer, I went by the protocol, and I was probably 9 weeks before I tried the sleep program. And for years and years, I've always had a lower back issue when I'd get up in the morning. And it would be a half hour, 45 minutes of just moving around and to get rid of that discomfort. And I finally, after like 9 weeks, I tried the sleep program one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up the next morning, I jumped out of bed, and I'm like, wow, I'm feeling great. I have no lower back issue this morning. And ever since then, I have not had that issue when I get out of bed. And I do use a sleep program a couple nights a week. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Great testimony, Jeff.
Right.
And Garth, thank you for asking that question. And so thank you, Jeff. And now from the 509 area code, ending in 9772, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial, please.
Hi, I'm Patty Carrier, and I'm from Newport, Washington. And I've been a Beamer IBDS since 2013. And most recently, I'll just tell one of the first things that I noticed is back is my eyes and my hair. I was exhorted very strongly by my mother because she had bone thinning, and she had pressure that was building up in her eyes. And she told my older sisters, "I want you to get those things checked every year. I don't want you to lose your eye like I did." Because one of her eyes just deflated like a ping pong ball one year, and she lost her sight. So the first bit of time that I was using the Beamer, I put it around my head, and I did program one without the plus, and I felt a little bit headachy, and so I took it way down and worked up to that, and my pressures were just so improved when they were tested. And another wonderful benefit that I have to pay more money for, though, is my hair began to thicken. And I had to get my hair thinned when I got it cut, not just cut. So that was a wonderful benefit. And my husband had some concerns recently about the pressures in his eye, and I said, "Honey, you really need to be faithful." He'll try to get by with just doing the night cycle. And I said, "You really need to do at least the program for the day." And
right. He'll have to call. So Patty, he'll have to call in and give us his testimonial after he does this a few times. So that would be
good.
Yeah,
well, his result was like mine. So no more issues there. But we're just really grateful for having this device in our bed. And I went on a trip recently and took mine to Arizona, and I beamered all three of the other ladies that that were on the trip.
Oh, good.
And so it was, we all just traded health around, and one of the gals cooked keto diet for us. So we all ate well but lost weight. So it was kind of a cool vacation. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I'll let you get to the next person.
Thank you.
Anyway, have a wonderful
day. Great testimonial, Patty. Yes, you too.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So Garth, you have some comments about Patty's testimonial?
I do.
Hair?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I first started using the Beamer, even after I was a distributor, I really wanted to give it the run, for my money to really see, you know, what my body could do as performance level. But I will tell you, I get my hair cut almost every week. And one morning I just came in and, sat down in the chair. And he put his hands on my shoulders like, you know, what's going on? Are you using a different shampoo or conditioner? I'm like, no. I'm like, why? What's up? And he's like, I can tell that your hair in the back is growing faster. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you know, you doing something new? So, you know, oddly enough, I share it with him. And, he's a happy, client of mine as well. Him and his wife love it. But, the thickening the hair, all the goodies, especially as a female knows, your hair is pretty darn important. So I just really think that was special, and it sounds like, she's doing some great things and enjoying her device.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and I'm glad she brought up the hair and you brought up the hair. You know, now that you mention it, I think the same thing. It's like my hair grows really, really fast, and it just gets out of shape so quickly, so it must be the Beamer. But anyway, so now that you bring it up. So we have another caller. Thank you. From the 805 area code, ending in 9330. So please tell us who you are, where you're from, and please give us your compliant testimonial.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles.
Hey, Jan.
And
oh, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'm so glad you guys are here. Thank you for helping us every week. I really depend on you. But this grandma was run over by a pickup a little over 5 years ago. And after 2.5 years of over 260 doctor's appointments and therapies, I rented a medical device that I used every day for 2 hours. And
wow.
It was quite tedious, and my husband had to put me in, take me out. I had to depend on him. And a couple of times, a couple of days, he actually forgot me in it, and I hurt myself getting out. But anyway, it did help me with the injuries that I had because I had a lot of head trauma, and I was a mess from my head to my toes. But it didn't help me. And then Helena Breast saw me outside of the grocery store and yelled across the parking lot, Jan, can I send you a video? I think I have something that might help you. She hadn't seen me since before the crash and sent me the 2-minute blood flow video and then the 8-minute video. And I called her and said, Helena, what is this thing? Come in and have a free session. I laid on this mat for 8 minutes and felt nothing. But because of that blood flow video, it oxygenated my blood. And that's what the other medical device had done, but not in the same way. So I immediately had to gather a couple of credit cards together, and I purchased my Beamer. But in the beginning, I really never felt anything while I was on it, but I knew I had to have it in my heart. And best investment I ever made in myself and my husband. But every day, let's see, two more days, I turn my numbers around. I'm going to be 48 in 2 days. I feel
good
like
you.
I'm 48 and younger. Yeah. So, but I remember in the beginning how I was trying to lift heavy things, and we were downsizing, and by the end of the day, I'd be miserable, and couldn't move. And I'd get on the Beamer for 8 minutes, and I'd get off. I'm going to start crying. I'd get off, and there was no challenge, no problem. So that's the start of it, and it's just helped me in so many ways. I hear all these testimonials about eyes and hair and just everything, and that's my story too. Every single person that gives a testimony, I've had that challenge, I've had that problem, and it's a miracle to me. God has really been good to me to, you know, have somebody yell across the parking lot and send me a video that saved my life, brought me back to life.
Right. Yeah. It's really a God. And just like Garth was saying, first it's a family member, and then, you know, he literally has a sign. He sees a sign, right? And it's just like when we're ready for it, it keeps showing up for us. Yeah, that's just really, really great. And so, Jan, I'm so glad that you call in and that you're a faithful listener and that you help us out with your testimony, because you're not only helping us, you're helping everybody else who's on the call. And I appreciate that. And so, Garth, you have a couple of comments for Jan?
Jan, it's always,
pick up?
Yes, it's always, you know, a great listen, you know, when you share your testimonial. And, you know, you don't get too many goosebumps from people's stories anywhere else, but, you know, with Beamer, I find that's a common theme. And, Jan, I also understood that you got to meet our Beamer family team manager, Ian Robb, at our last event. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was so excited when I heard that he was on his way to California. And then when I went up to him, he wanted to take a picture with me. It was awesome. Yeah, that was really exciting. Yeah, this Beamer family is pretty special, isn't it?
It is, without a doubt. And, you know, I mean, his you know, dedication and the time that he devotes to Beamer, you know, speaks volumes to what our mission really is, for one Beamer in every barn and one in every home. And, you know, the family atmosphere that we have, it's unparalleled. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I know I'm, you know, in the right place, and, you know, this is the right time. It's just that we have to, you know, share this with others to see where their time lines up. But that's what it's all about.
Right. And we can't keep it a secret. That's right. You're absolutely right, Garth. We have to share it with others. And that's what our job is sharing it with others and helping people. And every day I say, God, bring me someone that needs the Beamer and wants to invest in the Beamer. Because it's an investment. It's not a purchase. It's not a buy. It's an investment. So gave me my life back, and I sure do appreciate it. But, yeah, it was really fun meeting Ian, and he's a kick in the pants, isn't he?
Oh, he is. There's no doubt about that. Absolutely. He's a great bundle of joy. We're very fortunate to have him on our family.
He's a big
And I did see the picture, so, you know, you look like the youngest 48-year-old that I've ever seen, so keep on, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, I say 50 plus 34. Yeah, born in 1938. So I fermented well with Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Peg.
So, I said, Garth, text me the picture. I'd love to see what she looks like. I've heard her a couple times, but I'd love to see her picture.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. And, Jan, can you remind our listeners how many years you've been utilizing the Beamer? How long has it been?
I was going to say that, yeah. It's been 2.5. It's going to be 3 years in March. And And I am just shocked at how good I feel. I really am. And even the young people that were at Irvine at the Marriott, their mouths dropped open when somebody said, Jan, tell them how old you are. And so it's just really fantastic. I think I look like I'm 94. But anyway, it's almost 3 years of a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So
beautiful
thank
thing.
You, Jan. And now we have one more person who's pressed one, thank goodness. So from the 515 area code, ending in 9741, you are live on Blog Talk, so please tell us who you are, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial, please.
Hey, it's Steve from Montezuma, Iowa. How are you guys today?
Hi, Steve. Good. How are you?
I've been utilizing faithfully, keyword faithfully, Beamer for now for 3 years, and I was introduced to it by a high school friend of mine, and I think it was a God thing because I really wasn't even looking for it, and I hadn't seen him in 20 years. So anyway,
wow.
I've had some great results with it, and I've shared with a couple things on here before, but the more that I utilize the Beamer faithfully, consistently, you find that there are things that, you know, you can have instant gratification with some things, but the longer, the more you use it, little things, you have to sit there and when they say the journal things, they're serious about journaling them because you don't think about it. But recently I was diagnosed having a sleeping problem and utilizing a machine to help me with that
mm-hmm.
process.
And I will say this, that for the last almost 2 months now, I've stopped using that product, machine. And my wife, obviously, she would know and hear my breathing at night, and that's where she brought the idea that I may have a problem, where I'd be gasping for air. And I stopped
mm-hmm.
using that. I said, I'm going to give this thing a test drive. So I'm almost 2 months now. And my wife, she said, you're not having any problems anymore. So,
wow.
When you think about oxygen, you know, using the Beamer, the microcirculation, obviously around my lungs. I mean, I don't know how it all works out, but I'm just telling you that longevity and using it consistently, things are going to change that you probably don't even realize, okay? So we can talk about gratification, helping with this is my discomfort. Yes, 100% utilize it. But I think that the consistency, and then when you do have a situation, you start working on that one area, I feel like it responds so much quicker. So great luck with circulation. In my legs, I used to wear some support hose, and I think it's a thing that's kind of a family handed down type thing. But no longer wearing support hose. My circulation is doing amazing right now. So I guess I just wanted to say that utilizing it every day makes a difference. It may not be right now, you may not see it, it may not blow your eyes open, but things just keep good things keep happening with better circulation.
Yep, twice a day, just like brushing your teeth. Yep, whether you think you need it or not, absolutely. So, Steve, thank you so much for your testimonial, and we have actually two more callers that we're going to try to get in these next few minutes. So, from
right,
the
thanks,
859,
guys.
Pardon me. So, from the
I think it was just a caller, Peg.
Okay. So from the 859 area code, ending in 3185, please tell us who you are and where you're from and your compliant testimonial, please.
Hi, this is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. How is everybody doing today?
Very good, Claudia.
Great, Claudia.
Glad
to have you.
Call. Thank you. I just wanted to tell Jan that I finally got to see her in live streaming. I didn't get to be to make the meeting, but I did get to see Jan, and it was so good to just to see her and her vitality on the screen. But I had COVID in October, and I had a really rough case of COVID, and I've lost a lot of hair. And I'm just so thankful to be here. And so I'm back on my Beamer. And I used it this morning, and I thought, gee, I've got more energy. I'm bouncier in my legs. I mean, I know it's helping. But I had been so stiff. Hit me in October. I mean, really stiff. So I'm just going to take a day at a time, and I do feel better, though, as of just this morning. I've been kind of hesitant about getting back on it just because I'm very sensitive in my body. And I had a spinal disease about, I guess, when I was 35, and I'm 74 now. And it helped me so much after that. So I know I'm on the road to recovery from the COVID. But it's taken me a little longer.
Okay, from the nasty virus. We call it a nasty virus because we don't really want to
I heard someone else said COVID earlier. I thought it was okay. But, it is a nasty virus, believe me. But I know I'm going to be well. I know God's healing me. And just this extra help with this unit has been phenomenal. My brother actually introduced me. He and his wife in Florida. She was a rep.
Uh-huh.
I think I've had it about 4 years. And amazing what it's done for me. Yeah. So my hair, I've lost a lot of hair, so I can't wait for that to kind of start coming back. But it will.
Kicking back.
I know it will.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when you think about it, Claudia,
thank you.
And when you think about it, you know, oxygen and nutrition going to every single cell and waste products being removed, and we have 50 to 100 trillion cells, your body can't help but get better. And we have 3.5 minutes left, and we have another caller from the 612 area code ending in 8787. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial, please.
Hi, my name is Lisa Grant. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and now that I've found Blog Talk, I'll be on tomorrow, too. So I have kind of two questions. One is I listened to most of Fast Track last night, and I really wish that I could find the recording of it so that I could listen again. The second question is I wondered whether there's any of the printed material. I mean, I'm going to show up on Wednesday for the team leader meeting, but I really cannot be a team leader. I mean, I'm just barely doing it. The computer stuff, I'm barely figuring it out. So I want to know where I can get information about the Fast Track program and if anything a rebroadcast of the meeting last night. And then the other concern I have is that I'm fairly healthy, 63-year-old, and don't really have any screaming issues. And so it's difficult for me to come up with a program, a testimonial of my own. So just that. But I could bring that up another time.
Okay. All right. So Lisa, they're going to send out an email with the recording and for the website for the Wednesday night call, so you'll have that.
When are they going to do
that? Probably, what is today, Tuesday? Probably today or tomorrow. Chris Veronis will send it out. And Dorothy, the other information, great. And as far as not feeling anything, we had a show on people who didn't feel anything. It was really a lot of fun. One lady didn't feel anything for 2.5 years, and then she broke her ankle, and then it was miraculous. But anyway, so Garth, do you have a couple of words for Lisa and also our previous caller, Claudia?
One last thing. Who am I supposed to contact if I don't have a team? What's the name of that person or their email?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you starting to look on your regional Facebook page? There might be some people are looking for, one or two people to join their team. That might be a good thing, unless you have three other people that you want to combine forces with. Yeah, so I would reach out to your regional director or your Facebook page or your mentor to give you some guidance with that. And I know that we're supposed to get that that record today or tomorrow, and just take a peek on that Facebook page. I'm sure it won't be too difficult. And Peg, if you want to forward me her number, if she has any issues, I can reach out to her just to make sure that she gets some guidance.
Okay,
thank you
very
so
good.
Much.
And we have 20 seconds left, so I'm going to wrap up my part. Thank you all for coming on. We're missing one caller. I'm sorry, 262-0877. So let's get you next time. Everybody, and Garth, 10 seconds. Up to you. Wrap it up, please.
You know, Beamer's the best thing ever, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, and there's someone out there that doesn't know about it, and you can be that deciding factor that's going to introduce them to it, and you should walk in their direction. And I'll finish with that. Love being part of this team.